40 greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
I look in the screen and then I see in the first name, my. I say, yes, my dream, it happens.
A dream come true for Turkish athlete Ramil Guliyev, who pulled off perhaps the biggest upset at the World Championships in London. The 27-year-old Guliyev lunged at the line to edge South Africa's Wade van Niekerk and Trinidad and Tobago's Jareem Richards in the men's 200 meters final. Guliyev clocked 20.09 seconds, while van Niekerk and Richards had the same time of 20.11 seconds. Guliyev got the gold medal, van Niekerk the silver, and Richards the bronze. Now, before the race, Guliyev was a little-known sprinter who transferred his nationality from Azerbaijan to Turkey 6 years ago. Now, I'm guessing track and field fans might be a little more familiar with the tattoos on both of Guliyev's arms. And he used those arms to carry the flags of both Turkey and Azerbaijan on a victory lap at the Olympic Stadium in London.
Yeah. It's a great life in my sport career. And next is my Olympic Games, I hope so. I make a gain. And I make so many training for Olympic Games. And then last year, I come, it's bad. And I hope so we can make it next.
That's Ramil Guliyev of Turkey, the surprise winner in the men's 200 meters final. Wade van Niekerk was hoping to be the first man to get the 200-meter, 400-meter double gold at the World Championships since American Michael Johnson in 1995. But the South African star came up just short after winning the 400 meters gold earlier this week. Van Niekerk cried during a television interview after winning his 200 meters silver medal.
It's definitely not something that I pictured myself or a situation I pictured myself being in, but it was six long days, six hard days for myself, and I think as I did the victory lap, it really just hit me what I've achieved and what I've done, and it did make me a bit emotional.
Wade van Niekerk talks about six long days, six hard days. He says competing in both the 200 meters and 400 meters was more difficult than he originally thought.
Yeah, it was beyond anything I ever imagined. It was really not as easy as I thought it would be, or not really as easy as I thought it would be, but it wasn't easy at all. I knew I had to work very hard each and every round and try and save as much whenever I can, but the competitors I competed against was world-class every single round, so it made life a bit more tougher than I thought it would be.
Wade van Niekerk is the reigning Olympic champion and world record holder at the 400 meters distance. Wade says he won't do the 200 meters, 400 meters double again.
I definitely won't be doubling up again. I think whenever I speak 400, I'd love to do that as an individual event and try and improve myself as a 400 meter athlete. And then if I ever have to double, I'd rather do the 100 and 200.
Meanwhile, like Wade van Niekerk, Botswana's Isaac Makwala was planning to double at 200 meters and 400 meters at the World Championships in London. But organizers kept Makwala out of the 400 meters after he vomited before a qualifying heat and was diagnosed with a stomach virus that affected a number of other athletes. Mukwala was angry about not being able to compete at 400 meters, saying he felt fine and could run. The organizers allowed Mukwala to compete in the 200 meters, and he had to run two qualifying heats just a few hours apart. In the final, Isaac Mukwala finished sixth out of eight runners in a time of 20.44 seconds. Mukwala says the qualifying runs took a lot out of him.
It was too much. Yesterday it was too much. You know, yesterday I ran all out. So today I came back. I think my energy was all gone yesterday. I'm disappointed, but I have nothing to do. I have to focus for the next race. I have the 4x4, so I should put all my mind in the 4x4 now.
In more results from the World Athletics Championships in London, reigning Olympic champion Christian Taylor of the United States won his third world title in the men's triple jump. The 27-year-old Taylor won the gold with a leap of 17.68 meters. Fellow American Will Clay won the silver medal, and Portugal's Nelson Evora won the bronze medal. Taylor said before the competition how he was hoping to break the 22-year-old world record of 18.29 meters set by the now-retired British star Jonathan Edwards. Taylor talks about winning the gold again and seeing Edwards at the Olympic Stadium.
Added to the medal count, you know, and that's always good. It was a little frustrating, you know, to come through the mix zone and see Jonathan so happy because this is, you know, what I'm here for. I'm trying to be the best ever, and really we continue to fight. I don't think I've got to show my true fitness today, but, you know, it is a win, and I have to be grateful for that.
That's Olympic and world triple jump champion Christian Taylor of the USA with the attitude of gratitude in London. In another result from the British capital, American Corey Carter won the gold medal in the women's 400 meters hurdles.
I feel amazing. I'm just so excited right now. All the sacrifice from this year has really been paying off, so I'm just on top of the world right now. I definitely thought I had a chance. You know, my coach said I could do it, and our goal this year was gold, and that has been our main focus, so I really just set my mind to the task.
Corey Carter had a world championship winning time of 53.07 seconds. American countrywoman Dalila Muhammad, the reigning Olympic champion in the event, had to settle for the silver medal, and Rista Nana Tracy of Jamaica won the bronze medal. Heading into Friday's action at London 2017, the United States topped the medals table with 19 medals, 6 gold, 7 silver, and 6 bronze. Kenya is in second place with 7 medals, 3 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. And South Africa is in third place with 5 medals, 2 gold, 1 silver, and 2 bronze. Medals will be awarded later Friday evening in the men's hammer throw and 3 women's events, the long jump, the 200 meters, and the 3,000 meters steeplechase. The 10-day World Athletics Championships will wrap up on Sunday in London, and they'll wrap up with a flourish. There will be finals in 11, count them, 11 events. Congratulations to all the athletes competing at London 2017, and the Sunny Side of Sports wishes them future success in the long run. That's the Eagles flying high with the title track of their 1979 album, The Long Run. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's Newsmaker Interview Program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on The Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Joining us now for a look at some of the trending sports social media topics is my VOA colleague, Doug Bernard. Happy Friday, Doug.
Happy Sporty Friday to you.
Happy Sporty Friday. What's trending on this Sporty Friday?
Well, there's a number of things here, from just sort of fun items to some very serious news. So let's begin with the Rogers Cup. I'm going to put this in the fun category. This is an annual tennis tournament that's held in Canada. This year it's being held in Montreal. I'm not sure if it's always held there, but it's some really top-notch talent, in some ways kind of a perhaps a bit of a build-up, a bit of a scene setter for the U.S. Open, which is only a few weeks away. As always in these kind of high-level tournaments with real high-level talent, there have been some big surprises coming out, and people using the hashtag Rogers Cup on Facebook and Twitter and other social media to share the news and kind of talk about what's happened. Perhaps the biggest story is that Denis Shapovalov, I was choke on that. He defeated Rafael Nadal.
Big upset.
Big upset. Nadal, the number one seeded player, you know. Denis Shapovalov he's a young kid. He's 18. I think I could still call him a kid. He's, despite his name, which has a definite Russian sound, he was born in Canada. He's a Canadian citizen. And he's kind of been coming like a bit sneaky. I mean, he seems to be kind of getting in a little bit more. He's obviously still very young and potentially has a long time in front of him. Anyway, he battled back, and Nadal is out. Federer is still in. At least at this point. I'm not going to go through all the results. I will say that, pardon me, Gael Monfils, the Frenchman, he was knocked out by Roberto Bautista of Spain. So I was sad to see that. I've mentioned this before, maybe not with you, but I just love watching Monfils play. I think he's a great sportsman, a great talent out on the court, and just a lot of fun to watch. So anyway, people sharing some items on Twitter. Let's just take a couple of them here. Michael Miller writes, it's not just that he's got Nadal, hashtag Nadal on the run. This kid, Shapovalov, is really, really good. This is sports entertainment to the max. Here is a gif of some rappers peeling off rounds and rounds and rounds of money. And Bongo here tweets out, Wayne Gretzky looks like a man who had money on Shapovalov tonight. So anyway, some interesting stuff coming out of Canada. And, you know, good for this kid. I think we're going to be seeing more of him.
Doug, quick shout out for another young kid in Canada, Alexander Zverev. We heard from him on Thursday's show.
Yeah.
20 years old. He is through to the quarterfinals at the Rogers Cup. He eliminated Nick Kyrgios, another very talented young player, in straight sets in Montreal. And I believe he will be next taking on Kevin Anderson, another talented player from South Africa. Mm-hmm. So some exciting tennis.
Great
there
play
in Montreal.
Up there. Yeah, I'll definitely have to be watching over the weekend. Another story that's making the rounds on social media, this really much more of a serious one, using a variety of hashtags, but really using the handle at NCAA. That's kind of the one where it's coalescing. The NCAA... has following what have been, frankly, a whole series of allegations of sexual assault among players, among coaches, staff, that kind of thing. They're now saying that all athletics administrators and personnel at all NCAA schools must now complete annual sexual violence education classes. This is a new policy that the NCAA has instituted. Obviously, they think what they've been doing so far maybe not quite enough. And this is going to be something that everybody has to go through every year. So it seems that they're trying, at least, to crack down and get a little bit more serious about it. Some people are applauding the move on Twitter, for example. Some people a little less doubtful that much is really going to get done. For example, Katie Nita, just says with regard to this at NCAA, well, here we go again. So she clearly thinks that what's been done before has not really moved and not really moved the needle, and this may not either. So anyway, that's one that's getting some activity right now out there on social media.
What else is trending on this Friday, Doug?
Well, you know, this is an interesting story, and it's certainly not amusing, and it's certainly maybe not a surprise, but of course, you know, a lot of people in the news have been talking about, you know, the escalating tensions between North Korea and the United States. Those tensions continue to ratchet up with statements both from President Trump and North Korean leadership. Well, one of the groups that's really a little worried about this is the IOC, the International Olympic Committee. Keep in mind, it's only 6 months, just 6 months from now, that the 2017 Olympics will kick off. And that it's in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Pyeongchang is only about 40 miles or so from the North Korean border, the DMZ, and 80 miles from Seoul. And there are worries. People are getting a little worried now about, you know, gee, should we go to this thing? Is this going to be safe? What's going to happen? Who's going to safeguard the athletes? Now, the IOC, and people are talking about this online, saying, you know, basically, geez, I don't know if it's really worth it to possibly risk my life. The IOC doing its best to tamp down worry, tamp down concerns, but it's clearly it's spilling over into the Olympic Games.
VOA's Doug Bernard. Thank you, Doug, and have a good weekend.
You do likewise.
And that wraps up the August 11th edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Cornelius Tenner. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a good weekend, everyone. And that's The Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
The United States has expanded its offer of rewards for information on key leaders of terrorist organizations to include a leading figure with one of the groups conducting attacks in Mali and other areas of the Sahel. Malik Abu Abdul Karim is a senior leader of a company of fighters with Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM. Under his command, the unit acquired weapons and conducted kidnappings and small-scale attacks in North and West Africa. He was reportedly responsible for killing an elderly French hostage in Niger in 2010. An attack conducted by his company in 2010 resulted in the death of 11 Algerian gendarmes. Abdul Karim is a Malian citizen, born there in 1972. He has black hair and a dark complexion. He has used the aliases Abd el-Karim, Abu Abd el-Karim el-Tariki, and Abd el-Karim the Malian. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $3 million for information leading to Abdul Karim's location. The U.S. promises that all credible reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them and their families. If you have information on this man, contact the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate and the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in. You will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. This weekend, get your Pan-African music swag on right here on The Voice of America. Hear the hottest hits from Soweto, Lagos, Conakry, and Cairo. Discover neo-traditional sounds from Abidjan and Brazza. I've got you covered for music news, too. A brother duo launches their new album in Kenya. Get the full scoop from the artists themselves in Nairobi. If you call an African woman. And from Egypt, superstar Amra Diab's long-awaited CD is here. Don't miss this, superstars. Sunday and the following Saturday at 15 and 2000 UTC. Music time in Africa is on.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, troubling times in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United States says it's concerned at the inability of both the DRC government and an opposition coalition to implement a political transition agreement reached last December. A DRC political discussion.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.